Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, welcome to 2021 Theater. Talk about your ups and downs, your hopes and fears, your good news followed by, well, not so good. Yes, it's health-related primarily, but weather as well. Those less-than-merry wives performing in Central Park were hit by a couple of big downpours last week, at which time the shows cannot go on. I had myself a seat, so to speak, for something called Theater for One, microplay starring one actor and one audience member. But it was canceled due to the extreme heat. Anyway, here goes for some other theater goings-on from all over in various forms. Hey, you could go to a campfire with eight others in a backyard in Greenpoint, Brooklyn for a show. But let's start in Northern California. Taylor Mack's Joy and Pandemic, a play set during the 1918 flu pandemic, was set to open at the Magic Theater in San Francisco next month. This would have been the theater's first live performance in 18 months. Well, here's the but. Now it's been postponed indefinitely because of the Delta variant surge. So no joy, only pandemic for the always newsworthy and creative Taylor Mack. Now, as for Broadway, a musical revival hopes to encounter better news, but that's not scheduled till next spring. And that would be Funny Girl, Fanny Bryce's story, which made a star, of course, of Barbara Streisand, 58, gulp, years ago. Beanie Feldstein will star as Fanny. Now, Feldstein made her Broadway debut in 2017 in Hello, Dolly, which starred Bette Midler, and she appeared in the films Booksmart and Lady Bird. She will play Monica Lewinsky next month in TV's Impeachment, American Crime Story. The revival of Funny Girl will be directed by Michael Mayer. The most recent Tony Award-winning show was Hadestown, and that will, as of now, be the first musical to officially reopen on Broadway September 2nd. They're rehearsing as we speak, so all appendages crossed. The big Broadway musical news of the week, however, was one we've been waiting for here. The most recent revival of West Side Story will not be coming back. Now, this was a highly controversial production directed by Ivo van Hove in his projection-heavy style. He hired a European choreographer to reimagine Jerome Robbins' iconic dances. Songs were left out, and the show was cut virtually in half. Finally, probably the death knell, was the main producer was Scott Rudin, and his well-documented misbehavior has taken him out of the business of shows altogether. But we do have Steven Spielberg's cinematic version of The Jets and the Sharks coming at Christmas, so somewhere there is a place for us West Side Story fans. Now, as for Off-Broadway, the most famous venue, The Public, has announced its coming season. Now, this, of course, was the home of Hamilton, Chorus Line, and Rent. Yet, during these sensitive times, its artistic director, Oscar Eustace, said, "The Public obviously has always been, we felt, progressive on racial issues. But what became clear to us is we weren't progressive enough." So the season begins with a musical that was about to have its world premiere in March 2020, before theaters were shuttered. That is The Visitor by Tom Kitt, Brian Yorkie, and Kwame Arma. It's based on a film about a college professor and two undocumented immigrants. It'll feature David Hyde Pierce, among others. Performances will hopefully begin October 7th. And at the Signature Theater Complex, big names are coming too, playwrights in particular. First up is Infinite Life, written and directed by Annie Baker. This is a world premiere scheduled to open October 5th. Baker's work is always controversial and not necessarily filled with laughter. Along those lines, this one is described as a play about no end in sight, a new work that tackles persistent pain and desire. And then there is the always amazing Anna Deavere Smith, who will be reprising her great Twilight Los Angeles 1992. That one is also scheduled for October 12th, running to November 14th. Well, two big names at about the same time, so the Signature should be once again hopping. That one, of course, is on Theater Row on 42nd Street. More off-Broadway goings-on include a drama I saw and reported on when it was in development called Sanctuary City. It'll be performed at the Lucille Lortel Theater on Christopher Street down in the West Village. That plans also to run from October 12th to November 14th. It sounds like a busy time. This was a fine piece of work, I remember, an intimate three-character piece about big issues. For at-home streaming, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival's 2019 hit production of How to Catch Creation can be viewed on demand through August 28th. Tickets are $15, or you can bundle it with another play there called Water by the Spoonful, which is streaming in September, for a two-show package price of $25. Now, speaking of the Bard, if you're lucky enough to get to Garrison, New York, The Tempest is playing live through September 4th at Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival. Splendid reviews so far for that one. And in your neck of the woods, from August 13th to August 29th, there is a world premiere of one called Sister Sorry, indoors at the Boyd Quinson stage in Pittsfield. Sister Sorry was inspired by Alec Wilkinson's piece, The Confession, which was published in The New Yorker in 1993, about his encounters with a conceptual artist in New York who maintained an answering machine on which the artist encouraged callers to confess their crimes. Sounds like an episode of Dateline. And if no shows open or not the ones you're looking forward to, well, you can visit an exhibit called Showstoppers, Spectacular Costumes from Stage and Screen. This should be an amazing array of the actual clothing worn from shows old and new. That's through September 26, and it's at 234 West 42nd Street, showstoppersnyc.com. And have you heard of Celebrity Autobiography Nights at the Triad on the Upper West Side? They are always considered LOL and extremely popular. Well, there is one scheduled for this Friday, August 20th at 7 o'clock, with Lewis Black, Jackie Hoffman, Cecily Strong, Alan Zweibel, and others. There's limited seating, so you got to grab a ticket fast. Finally, it was announced again, I believe, the 74th Annual Tony Awards will allegedly be held on the evening of Sunday, September 26th at the Winter Garden Theater. Well, Jill, more on that confusing television schedule as we move a little closer.
Well, indeed. Nothing like a little confusion to keep everybody on their, shall we say, toes. Quick question. Last week you had talked about West Side Story, right?
Did I talk about it last week?
I thought you had, and then I saw something a day later about it. And I just wondered if you had any more...
I just talked about it, that they're not coming back, yeah.
But if you had any more insight into that.
Side scoop. I think it's really, the tickets were not selling well, even when it started last February.
Right.
And I think because Scott Rudin was the main money behind it, you know, and he's pulling out of everything. So they obviously couldn't find somebody else to come in and take over. I don't know. I've been waiting for that one. I didn't see it because it hadn't been open yet to the press, but people just were not into it.
It didn't feel like, you know, and I what I'm trying to say rather diplomatically is that context is everything, and it never had that oomph. It didn't feel like anyway.
No.
So
they tried something. They tried, you know, they were using young performers, like right out of high school, ones who've never done Broadway, and that's fine. Some of them had lovely voices from parts that I saw, you know, on previews or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, look, I'm all for reviving when it's somewhat, you know, we've talked about this before, you know, Oklahoma was the most recent revival that was really drastically revived, but without changing, really. It'll be interesting to see with Funny Girl coming back after 58 years, which is amazing because I saw it on Broadway. Now, I was a little girl with Barbara Streisand 58 years ago. It's never been revived yet, which is kind of interesting. I think they tried several years ago. They even had an actress, Lauren Ambrose, attached to it, and then it didn't happen. That'll be interesting to see how much, you know, how much they change. I don't think you can change the music in that. No, you can't, but you change the dialogue.
You want a pun? So you're going to see if you can wake it up?
you can woke and get woken up and see if you know, or maybe Arnie Burns, who's the guy she's in love with, Nicky, you know, who he could be a black actor very easily at this point. You know, look, you got to watch for these things at this time. All this stuff is very sensitive. But yeah, that's anyway, West Side Story. But Steven Spielberg's movie is coming out in December, so that gives him clear sailing to himself, and we'll see what he does. Pretty good movie. No one holds up well, so he's got a lot to live up to.
So there's no there's nothing on that movie.
Nothing on that, except you can see, you know, they show clips of it now. It also, not unlike the Broadway idea, it does have people of, you know, not well-known names in it. I don't think you would recognize any of the names of the big of the actors, and they're all the original. I mean, they're Puerto Ricans are playing Puerto Ricans. You know, there's not going to be any of that stuff. So he's doing a very politically correct version, obviously, but you know, you don't change. I don't think you don't change Jerome Robbins' choreography in that. If there's one thing we know from West Side Story, it's those dances, you know. So anyway, a lot. The next 6 weeks or so, we are going to really learn a lot about if Broadway's truly going to reopen.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.